Hello.
Hello. Hello, Cassidy. This is Tari and Delaney from 98.9. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. What have you been up to?
I have been just getting ready to release the music video on Friday.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you for having me. It's an absolute pleasure.
So can you tell us about your single, More?
So More is a song that I wrote in a very unusual time of my life. I met a guy and I fell in love, and unfortunately I made the mistake of putting my self-worth and made it dependent on his opinions. And unfortunately those opinions weren't very positive. They were quite negative, being told that I didn't have enough friends, that I wasn't pretty with makeup on, that I wasn't pretty with makeup off. All of those things that just really make you question yourself. That's what happened. And I actually believe that when words fail, music speaks. So in writing this song, I actually reminded myself that I am worth more than what anyone says about me. And I thought that this is such a positive reminder and a message that the world needs to hear right now, because everybody feels this way at one point. It doesn't have to be in a relationship. You can feel it whether you're in the workplace or even just walking down, you can feel judged by someone else. And it's a good reminder. Exactly. It's a great reminder that, you know, we are worth more than what anyone says, and we define ourselves our self-worth. So, I wrote this song, and I'm so grateful it got to number 3 on the iTunes country music charts, and it debuted. And I'm seriously so grateful for the support from everybody.
Well, it's a big message. It's a really, really big message. Like, as soon as you said that, it gave me chills. So, you know,
it's
very important.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, because everyone, you know, they all fall for the trap.
Yeah. So, can you tell us about your time filming this music video?
Finished recording it with Michael Carpenter at Love Hurts Studios, and he is an absolutely amazing producer. I'm in the studios at the moment working with him on some more music soon. There is always more coming, pun intended. And then I actually went into Sydney Prop Studios and worked with these creative videographers, Jackson Speed, who I actually worked with on my previous single called Just Smile. And that music video was able to reach over 84,000 views on YouTube alone. So I'm so grateful to be able to work with this talented group of individuals again and create something that really reflects the message of More visually.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you. I'm so excited to release it. And, you know, that doesn't mean that it's the end. There's always more coming.
Yeah. So Delaney and I were just looking before. You've played for some pretty big names.
I have. So I used to be in the Australian Girls Choir. You can only be in it while you're a girl. But once you're a lady, I mean. I got these amazing opportunities to perform for Oprah Winfrey at the last Oprah Winfrey show and Ellen DeGeneres when she came to Sydney, and President Barack Obama while Julia Gillard was still our Prime Minister. So that was a little while ago. It's some amazing, amazing opportunities. And, you know, I'm so grateful for the experience that they taught me, because I was able to actually then come back home into Sydney, and I saw that there was a need in my community. And as youth ambassador of the Hillshire Council, I actually created the Sydney Hills Youth Choir and used my learnings and my teachings from the Australian Girls Choir, and got to be able to teach young boys and girls how to actually perform at council and community events. So
that is amazing. Like, that's what our show's about. You know, we do our show for the youth, so that's amazing that we have someone to
100%. I think, you know, youth are our future, and to be able to give back to the community and help encourage them to be more and see outside of just a schooling life, see the opportunities that are really available for them. So
well, that's amazing. And that's a free choir,
it's 100% a free choir. Wow. I volunteer my time, and, you know, they end up going to performances all around Sydney, from the Sydney Family Show to just council events and performing the national anthem. So, yeah, I'm very grateful for them.
It's amazing what you've achieved. So tell us your inspiration behind both your music and getting into music and helping people learn about music.
To be absolutely honest, honest, music has been something that I almost fell into. My parents always encouraged to do what I love and do what makes me happy, and then I'll never work a day in my life. And so, you know, from a very young age, I fell into music and I just kept following this, and it became this passion. And I've always had a love of being able to give back to people that have given me so much. So writing music is more about an emotional release than it's about, you know, when words fail, music speaks. And it's about being able to have that opportunity to share my life and my stories and the message that, you know, I come across in life and in love. So that's really what drew me to music. And, you know, I've kind of surrounded my entire life around music, and any chance I have to be able to share a positive message or be able to give back, I do that. Whether I'm conducting for the Sydney Hills Youth Choir, or whether I'm a piano bar entertainer with Carnival Cruise Lines in Miami or Orlando.
That's amazing.
Okay, so obviously you've had quite a few gigs. What's your most memorable one and why?
Oh, that's a really good question. There's so many to name. There's so many come to mind. To be honest, performing at the Tamworth Country Music Festival on the Fan Zone stage in front of literally hundreds of people, to performing in a piano bar with Carnival Cruise Lines, having people that I only met 3 days ago learning my songs on their vacation and coming and singing them back to me. You know, that's pretty memorable. And having them stay up past, you know, 2 a.m. in the morning just to keep hearing my songs over and over again. You know, I think that's pretty memorable.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you call making it, but I think you've done it.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That's so lovely of you to say.
No, it's amazing. True.
So this, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
Oh, I'm 23. I don't mind.
Wow. Oh, my God. All that before 23.
And you've been doing music before you could talk.
Oh, yeah. I have family videos of me screaming / singing.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. Wow, that's inspirational. Like,
yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You'll be such a role, like a big role model for a lot of young people out there, you know, because there's not that many young people that actually get up and do stuff for their community, or, you know, have such a passion in music that they take it to that extent. So, yeah, you've done really well.
Yeah, you haven't done it for you. You've done it for other people too, which is amazing.
Thank you. I could say the same for you both. Every day being able to share your words of wisdom on the radio and encourage and inspire young people, you know.
Thank you.
Kudos to you. You guys are absolutely incredible.
Thanks.
No, thank you.
So before we go, tell us what gigs you got coming up.
Oh, I got a couple. Today I am just getting ready for the music video, but I will be at the Imperial Hotel in Tamworth on the 1st of June, and then I'll also be in St. Peter's at the Town and Country on the 7th before I head off to America, and I'm going to Nashville, and then I'm going back to New Orleans on the Carnival Glory, and I'll be there.
Wow.
Awesome.
Always traveling, hey?
Yeah.
Always traveling.
That's
always
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to us.
No, thank you so much for having me.
We'll have to do a rain check when you get back.
Definitely, 100%. I will contact you because there will be more music to come.
Awesome. Can't wait. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.